1-800-889-733-2782. Everybody, welcome back into the show. Second half hour of hour number two here on this Thursday, March 7th, 2024 edition, Your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. You heard the commercial during the break. Today, Thursday, tomorrow, Friday, and Saturday, this Saturday, March 9th, is the final three days of the sale over at Northern Michigan RV. Tony and his team have over 150 RVs in stock, ready to go at huge discount pre-spring sale prices. They have a huge selection, Chaparral, Bighorn, Puma, Alta. They have XLR toy haulers, Cedar Creek, Jayco, Alpine, Carbon, Raptor, Catalina by Coachman. In our trailer that Vicky and I have, the Freedom Express by Coachman. We have the ultra-light aluminum-framed version, Freedom Express. We love it. Jayco, Clipper, Apex, Puma, Jayco, Hideouts, Passport, and more. You go to their website, northernmichiganrv.com. Check out their inventory for new and used. But they have huge discount pricing right now, and they will match any show sale that is out there. So if you've been to a show and you didn't make a purchase, go over to Northern Michigan RV, and they will match the pricing that you saw at that previous show. They'll honor the price today, tomorrow, and Saturday, this week, March 7th, 8th, and 9th, open 9 to 5. You need to get over there and tell them Trucker Randy sent you. This is an unbelievable opportunity, folks, because it's all 2024s. They have huge manufacturer rebates. They have special deals on financing. You can do everything right there. Get yourself a phenomenal trailer for this summer. And here's what a lot of people are telling me they're doing. Because of the proposed high gas prices, they're saying some of these campgrounds are not going to be filled up for the entire summer. Get a hold of a campground in the UP or some particular part of Northern Michigan that you would like to have your trailer set up at. Take it there, get it all set up, and rent it for the entire summer. This is kind of your cottage away from home, even though we live in Northern Michigan. We love our homes. You always like to get away and camp out for the weekend. How about family reunions or get-togethers? A lot of these campgrounds have clubhouses or areas that you can go and use within the campground, lakes, all kinds of things happening at some of these places. You can get a trailer, you can take it there and have it there for the whole summer. NorthernMichiganRV.com is the website. The phone number, if you want to give them a call to talk to the sales rep, tell them Trucker Randy sent you. The number is 989-448-8700. And again, tell them Trucker Randy sent you, because they do keep track of their advertising dollars, and we want to make sure that they're aware that you heard about this. The biggest RV sale ever. 150 RVs, travel trailers, pickup truck campers, the big ones, the slide outs. These are unbelievable, and you need to go see them, folks. Today, tomorrow, and Saturday. They're open 9 to 5, closed on Sundays. Now, one of the other things I did want to get to today, in response, I'm going to do a little housekeeping here, get caught up on the text messages. Nikki Koontz, County Commissioner, thank you so much for my little gift that you gave me. Miss Vicky's working on getting him all fixed up. I'll text you a picture when he's done. She says, these states, Randy, that have no state income tax, do they have higher property taxes? Actually, the answer is no. No. As a matter of fact, most of them have lower taxes for property taxes than we do here in Michigan. Especially when it comes to homestead versus non-homestead. Rental properties, your second homes, your cottage homes, your retirement homes, when they're not your principal residence because you live downstate, they implemented non-homestead, which doubles basically your property taxes. That's why Ax My Tax is so important. If they get it on the ballot, it's going to pass. We're going to eliminate property taxes, and Lansing is going to freak out. But states like even Tennessee, and I know my friends down in Florida, no state income tax, lower property taxes than what we have. Now, they do have a slightly higher sales tax. But it's offset by the lower property taxes and the fact that you're not paying a state income tax as a resident. But what happens is you get tourism. Florida is famous for this. They've got Disney World there in Kissimmee, Orlando, Florida. What is it, 30, 40 million people a year go there? Everything they buy gets a sales tax. I believe it's 7 or 8%. Tennessee, I think, is 7 the last time I was down there. When I was a truck driver years ago, didn't have time to do laundry, go into Walmart and buy a new pack of underwear. That's why I have 1,500 pair of underwear in my drawer. No, I don't. That's a bald-faced lie. But the point is this. There's other ways to pay for state government. And I say, if you eliminate some of these bureaucratic agencies that are top-heavy. Folks, I got a very simple question for you. When you see a truly MDOT road project, this isn't being done by Elmers or John Carlo out of Macomb County. This is being done by MDOT. You see Michigan Department of Transportation trucks there. When you go by the hole in the ground, how many people have shovels in their hands? And how many guys are standing up above ground smoking cigarettes watching the one guy down in the hole doing the digging? 5, 6, 7 supervisors, field managers, superintendents, the foreman. The grunt is in the ground doing the digging and being supervised by 5, 6 guys. Really? You need 5, 6 guys to watch the guy doing the digging. Why do you own 5 airplanes in a hangar down in Lansing at the county airport? What the heck does MDOT need 5 airplanes for? 5. Why do they try to manage our roads from Lansing when they have no idea where the potholes are, where the cracks are? They have no idea what we have to deal with in our local communities when our county road commission knows everything. Shut MDOT down, eliminate it completely. Take the $9 billion and dole it out in local revenue sharing to local county road commissions based on a couple of dynamics: the number of registered vehicles in your county, the number of population, and traffic count. You put the meters out there, you count the traffic. Based on traffic, based on license plates, registrations, and population, you then dole out the money accordingly. your bigger counties with more registered vehicles, bigger populations, and more traveled on their roads. They actually do counts, and they know they have more people traveling on their roads, they get more money. Now, I know a lot of people up here in northern Michigan don't agree with that, because we've got a lot of really nice new roads that have come out within the last few years. You know what those are? Pork barrel spending by our state reps and our state senators to earn votes. That's what that is. We have it happening right here in Torch Lake Township. Our local supervisor paved the main road coming into our subdivision. It was in really, really bad shape. We got a brand new road out of the deal, and it came right out of the township coffers. Paid for at the local level. Not one dime came from Lansing for our new road. That's how it should be done, is at the local level. You got to make some major changes. You have got to make some major changes. And I got to tell you, when I become governor of the state of Michigan, I am going to absolutely take a bulldozer to Lansing. I'm getting rid of the Liquor Control Commission. I'm getting rid of the MDOT, Michigan Department of Transportation. I'm getting rid of so many bureaucratic agencies, their heads are going to explode. Dave Agema reporting in the for duty this morning, every department head needs to simply cut their budgets by 2% for 2 years. Every mass transit program must take a minimum of 65% from the fare box. If you're not getting 65% of your budget, sell the bus. It's that simple. Mass transit is a complete waste of money here in the state of Michigan. Outside of Detroit, probably, and I would say maybe Flint and Grand Rapids. Why do we have bus transportation in Traverse City? And I mean a whole fleet. Have you ever been over to South Airport Road and Cass? It's unbelievable. Absolutely unbelievable. Final segment, hour number two. We'll be right back. The Sioux Animal Hospital in Sault Ste. Marie has been in the same location for 35 years. The owner, Dr. Jeff, specializes in providing all aspects of care for your animals. From annual shots to complicated bone and soft tissue surgeries, Dr. Jeff can take care of any animal. So call him today at 906-635-5910. From dogs and cats to cows and horses, Dr. Jeff loves them all. So give him a call at 906-635-5910.
Politics doesn't belong in the classroom, nor does the woke agenda. Hi, it's Dr. Sherry O'Donnell, running for U.S. Senate. As a physician, I know the importance of education. I want every child to have the same opportunities I did. That's why we must return to teaching academics rather than confusing children on gender issues. I will fight for the future of this generation. Vote Dr. Sherry O'Donnell for U.S. Senate. Paid for by Doc Sherry for Senate.
My name is Todd Smallenberg. I'm running to be your state representative in the 106th District. I took an oath to the Constitution and the American people my entire adult life. That oath has no expiration date. I will represent and fight for you, the people that elect me, not the folks in Lansing. Vote for me, Todd Smallenberg, and let's get Michigan back on track. Our kids and grandkids deserve a better future, and I am willing to fight for that. ElectSmallenberg.com. Paid for by Todd Smallenberg for state rep.
Gun owners in northern Michigan don't have to go far to get their firearm problem solved. Curtis Gunsmithing handles all gun work, adjustments, bluing, rebarreling, cleaning, and even FFL transfers. Need a stock refinished or some custom work done? How about a trigger job? That's right. Let the gun doctor, Tom Curtis of Curtis Gunsmithing, take care of old Betsy. She'll be in good hands. Call 231-347-3487. That's 347-3487. Curtis Gunsmithing of Petite.
Free spring inspection for your vehicle. Bring your vehicle to Royal Tire at 402 West Mitchell in Petoskey. Get a free inspection of your wiper blades, tires and wheels, a battery test, brake pads and rotors. Call to schedule an appointment at 231-347-1001. Make sure your vehicle is ready for summer. It's coming. Again, call Royal Tire at 231-347-1001.
My name is Todd Smallenberg. I'm running to be your state representative in the 106th District. One of the reasons that I am running is because our current public education system is failing our children. I support real, common sense policies and approaches to education and the safety of our children. All parents have a right to decide on their children's education, not the government or unions. I will fight to ensure that. After all, they are our most precious resources we have, and they are worth the fight. Vote for me, Todd Smallenberg, electsmallenberg.com. Paid for by Todd Smallenberg for state rep.
Everybody, welcome back into the show. Final segment of hour number two. Couple more text messages. Randy, we take our travel trailer and put it out in the woods and use it as our deer camp. It's right near our hunting area. The deer blinds are close by. And when we're done with the morning hunt, that's where we go and make lunch, take a nap, and get back out there about 3 o'clock. Good idea. Perfect. Craig, Emmett County Road Commission's repair consisted of an inch of blacktop in small, thin strips along the edges of the road. That's because the shoulders, the supporting gravel stone base, is not holding. It's getting washed out, and the edges of your road starts to crumble. That's what that's caused from. County Commissioner Donald LaPierre, William Hamilton, reporting in for duty. LaPierre has a public transit system, buses to help our seniors, veterans, and disabled citizens get to work, groceries, doctor's appointment, etc. Our buses and SUVs do pick up at people's homes. How much of that is subsidized? They're not paying a fee, I don't believe. Especially for veterans, seniors are always reduced, disabled citizens. How much are you county commissioners paying for that local transit, or do you get money from Lansing? Dave Agema says, now they're converting to electric buses, costing each $1 million per bus. Subsidized by 99% of taxpayer dollars. Rapid mass transit in Grand Rapids is subsidized at 85%. We're basically running empty buses for drivers that make anywhere from $65,000 to $140,000 a year. The heavier weight vehicles tear up our roads, and I don't believe they pay road taxes on their fuel. No, they don't. Most of them are the red diesel, and they have storage tanks. The road mixtures are wrong. They require regular maintenance, and I wouldn't doubt if they don't get a kickback from the road builders. That's exactly why MDOT has to be eliminated. Ms. P and a friend, Trucker, you got my vote to be governor of the state of Michigan. You see, I'll never get elected governor, and I'll tell you why. I have too much common sense. See, I would rely on people like Dave Agema to come in and run transportation and eliminate MDOT. Dave, come on in the office. Let's sit down and talk. We're eliminating MDOT. We're getting rid of the equipment. We're getting rid of the airplanes. We're going to send the money back to the county road commissions. I want county road commissions competing against each other. We live in Antrim. We have Grand Traverse County, Traverse City to our south. We have Charlevoix County to our north. I want the counties to compete against each other as to who has the best roads in their county. And I don't care what type of road it is. A local state transit route, a local township, city, or village street, or an expressway. I don't care. If it's in your county, fix it. And you fix it with materials that will last a heck of a lot longer than this crap they're using for job security. I believe they automatically have this factored in that these roads, once they're repaired, will need repair within 3 to 5, 7 years, some even sooner. It's called job security. Pat Kobach, when he was running for governor, showed us from Ann Arbor, the University of Michigan, his school he graduated from as a rocket scientist. They already have rubberized asphalt and concrete. He sent me a video, I believe it was 4 foot long. I think it was 4 feet long. It was like 18 inches wide, about 8 to 10 inches thick. Rubberized concrete. They secured the ends in these vices, if you will, and they had a hydraulic plunger in a temperature-controlled container going to 20 below zero all the way to 90, 100 degrees hot that they could literally flex concrete, make it look like more than a banana. I mean, it was like 8 to 10 inches that this 4-foot concrete section could bend in cold weather and warm, hot, extreme summer temperatures. And it didn't crack. And because it has rubber in it, guess what? It repels water, snow, and ice. If you pitch a road properly, you crown it in the center and have it pitching towards the end with rubberized concrete or asphalt, our roads absolutely clear themselves from rain, snow, and ice. Temperatures warm up, they melt, and it goes right to the shoulders. This can be fixed, folks. They just don't want to fix it. It's called job security at MDOT. Hour number three, today's show. We'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to Your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop.
Hey, everybody. It's Trucker Randy, the Yo-Yo Diet King. I have literally lost hundreds of pounds in my life. SlimFast in the 90s, Nutrisystem in 2000, South Beach, Superfoods, they all worked in the short term, only to gain it all back, plus some. Now that I'm 65, I really wanted to find a program that would increase my metabolism to burn my belly fat, bring my hormones back to my younger days, without any exercising. Then I met Missy of MyPure Health Solutions. She explained how her program does exactly what I was looking for. Go to TruckerRandyHealth.com, follow my journey with Missy, and see that I dropped 22 pounds of body fat in the first 14 days without exercising and eating real foods. Again, go to TruckerRandyHealth.com and schedule a free consultation. Or call Missy at 269-964-4044. Let Missy change your metabolism just like she's changed mine. Do it today.
Maybe you're looking to sell an old firearm that's been sitting around the house just collecting dust. Or maybe you've been thinking it's time to upgrade to a newer model or caliber. Either way, the place to go is Curtis Gunsmith in Petoskey. Pistols,